recipe for a traditional Thanksgiving dinner includes a pinch of frenzy, a dash of angst, and a sprinkle of panic. It's a race against time to get everything baked, broiled, simmered, and sautéed before friends and family arrive. Now, if you feel overwhelmed, it's okay. Even professional chefs get caught up in the bedlam.
The point of Thanksgiving is to have the house filled with wonderful smells and wonderful food and all of your loved ones. It is not to be stressed out.
That's Dan Souza of America's Test Kitchen with some advice you wouldn't expect to hear from a chef.
So I have an opinion on this that might be a little bit controversial and is going to sound very funny coming from the chief content officer at America's Test Kitchen, and that is that you really shouldn't be cooking on Thanksgiving.
He says the secret to sanity in the kitchen is planning.
I want to be clear. I'm not telling you to go order Thanksgiving from someone else and have it brought in. I want you to have home-cooked food, but the real key to Thanksgiving is making so much of the meal ahead that the day of, you are in like reheat mode. You're reheating things, you're cooking maybe a couple things through and plating the rest. It can be very, very low stress.
Many dishes can be made days, even weeks early without sacrificing taste, texture, or overall yumminess. Take, for example, soup. You can make it days ahead, refrigerate it, and heat it up Thanksgiving Day.
I'm a big evangelist for having a light soup course at the beginning of Thanksgiving. I find that if you make the whole meal, you put it on the table, it can be done in 20 minutes and everyone's off watching football and asleep. The soup course sort of slows things down a little bit. You have this pause and everyone gets to talk, and then that gets cleared and then the full feast.
I try to be lovable like a warm cup of soup. I wish that I was lovable like a warm cup of soup.
Dan kept a close eye on me over Zoom as he guided me through how to make a creamy cauliflower soup that does not use cream.
When you cook cauliflower far enough, it's very low in fiber and it breaks down readily. And so you can actually get something that is silky smooth. It seems like you added cream, but it has none in there.
I started by chopping up some cauliflower into small pieces for a garnish we'll make on Thanksgiving Day.
Are these too big or too small?
Those are perfect. Yep, those are great.
I must say, Dan, my concentration is amazing right now.
Cooking is good for that.
Only because it's getting closer to my fingers. That's why my concentration is...
Well, a good tip for protecting your fingers is the sort of bear claw. So with the hand that you're not cutting with, kind of, yeah, curling them under and then using your knuckles as a guide for your knife.
Dan gave me plenty of chopping practice. Next, he had me cut up an onion and a leek.
My eyes are watering.
Oh, no.
Is that what's supposed to happen here?
It depends on the leek. It depends on how sharp your knife is. There's a few factors there. But yeah, the more you damage a leek or any of the alliums like onions, garlic, the more flavor and aroma you create. And it can be a little strong on your eyes.
Can you see my eyes? They're wow.
Give all your tears to me. Give all your tears to me. And I'll cry them for you.
While it simmered, Dan talked about some other Thanksgiving dishes that you can make ahead of time, including, dun-dun-dun, the turkey.
We have a fabulous recipe for turkey thigh confit. So you're basically taking the dark meat, salting it, you're letting it cure for a day, and then you're slowly cooking it in fat, cooling it in that fat, and then storing it in the fridge. You can do this a week in advance, and it continues to get better over that week. The same way a stew is a little bit better the next day in the fridge, it gets better. Day of, you're taking it out and you're roasting it in a hot oven for 15 minutes. And that is it. Gravy is one thing where I think people are stressing at the last minute. And is it going to be lumpy? Is it going to be this? You can make your gravy at least a week ahead. And then the day of, all you're doing is you have some drippings from your roasted bird. If you're doing a roasted turkey, you just add those in to sort of bump up the flavor. Stuffing is one of those things where it can be completely assembled ahead of time. And then all you're doing day of is sliding into the oven for about 45 minutes total. But that's the longest thing you'll cook. So our next step is we're going to make our cauliflower floret garnish. So we're going to get 5 tablespoons of butter over medium heat. We're going to melt that. The kitchen's going to smell amazing.
While the cauliflower sautéed, Dan offered some more time-saving make-ahead meal tips.
Next on my list is a salad. We have a kale salad that you make the day before. You fully dress it the day before. And that vinaigrette, the oil in the vinaigrette, actually breaks down the kale a little bit, which is a really good thing. Kale is a sturdy, sturdy green. It's not really meant for salads. So instead of massaging it, you add the oil and the vinaigrette to it beforehand, and it's better the next day. We have a recipe for make-ahead dinner rolls. We bake them almost all the way through, but they're still a little bit blonde. Cool them, freeze them, and that's like 6 weeks in advance. The day of, 10 minutes in the oven. They brown, they warm up. They're absolutely beautiful. So when we really look at it, at the end of the day, on Thanksgiving Day, what you're doing is you're reheating that turkey thigh confit, which takes 15 minutes. You're cooking the stuffing. That takes your 45 minutes. That's your long cook for the day. 10 minutes to reheat your gravy, 10 minutes to bake your rolls, and you plate up your kale salad. All your pies are made ahead. You're done.
All the recipes Dan talked about can be found in the America's Test Kitchen 25th Anniversary Cookbook.
It's sort of like our greatest hits album from 25 years of the TV show and all of our recipe development. If you're new to cooking, if you've been doing it a long time and you're fans, like, everyone's going to find stuff in there, and it's pretty indispensable.
So can I taste this as it is? I mean, do I have it in the bowl? I mean, is it ready for me to taste?
Yes, it is ready to taste. Yes, don't hold back.
Oh, wow. Even I was able to make a cauliflower soup. Wow.
And you don't give yourself enough credit.
That works, Dan. Wow, that works. I'm actually very proud of myself.
Well, I am too.
That's Dan Souza, Chief Content Officer at America's Test Kitchen. Dan, thank you as always for taking me through this culinary adventure, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks. Happy Thanksgiving to you too. I hope you don't do any cooking on the day.